Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you paying more money in interest than you need to on your credit cards? Refinance your debt with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. LightStream believes in rewarding consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate. And you can get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.49% APR with autopay and no fees. The application is 100% online, is a simple and painless process, and you can have your funds as soon as today. Apply now and get an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way for listeners with good credit to get this special interest rate discount is to go to LightStream.com/country. That's LightStream.com/country. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans and same day funding.
All right.
The Bobby Bones Post Show Pre-Show.
I'm doing this from Phoenix, Arizona. Everybody else is in Nashville, so we just finished the show and had a pretty good show. And by the way, let me say this. If you don't get to hear the Low Cash performance or the Brandon Ray performance because of internet rules, you can go watch them on YouTube. So that's up. There's also a Lindsay L. Bobby cast that's up. We did a whole thing from my house about her new record that's out. We talked about some personal stuff, so that's up. Other than that, why don't we just dive into it? We did bring up today during the show that Lunchbox has planned a bachelor party, and weeks ago he sent out the invites, and I'm the only one that didn't get invited. So how do I feel about that, Amy?
I feel like you have been taken back to junior high when you weren't invited to anything. I feel like you're acting like it's not that big of a deal, but I feel like a little bit, you're kind of like, well, if you know I'm pretty busy, just invite me anyways.
Well, Eddie told me about this a couple weeks ago, that it was happening.
I was just telling Bones that I'm going. Like, hey, I'm excited. My wife let me go to the bachelor party, and I didn't know that Lunchbox didn't invite Bobby.
And I didn't bring it up until today because I hadn't thought about it. I guess that, when did you tell me? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, something like that.
So, yeah, that comes up today. I don't know how I feel about it yet, though.
Well, I mean, Amy, how should he feel? Is he really going to go if I invite him?
Well, no, but that's, you should invite him anyway.
Is your name Amy?
No, let's not make him feel bad.
No,
Amy,
Amy
number two.
Listen, I don't feel bad. I haven't been invited to the pool party, so
but
why
this
would
is
I?
This is way pre-pool party. Hey, this is a much bigger thing.
I'm just saying.
And that's kind of a bit. That was kind of a bit. It's kind of a bit with Eddie. You know, you guys aren't invited. Ha, ha, ha. We do it on
like
the show.
The
I had to find
girls.
Out off the air.
Yeah, well, that's because Eddie's big mouth.
Right, but I would have never found out.
Well, you think he wouldn't have seen stuff on Instagram?
No, they come back and they have to not say anything about it.
We have tans, golf tans.
Yeah, it does suck a little bit. My feelings are a little bit hurt, but that's all right. What else is new? You know what I mean, Aime?
Yeah, it's life.
That's
it
life.
Happens.
Well, also we talk about in today's show, we're still debating whether or not Amy's son's girlfriend is real, Gladys.
Gladys, yeah, she's 7 or 8.
She's maybe 7, so you should hang out for that because I really enjoyed that conversation. Mm-hmm. You got to pull some more in, though, for next week's shows. You got to find out some more. Do some investigative reporting.
Yeah. No, I mean, I know this could be easily solved by me contacting the teacher.
No, no, you can't do that.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to ruin it. Like, I want to find out, you know, organically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. And so what else is happening? What is today? Thursday? Hmm. I still have yet to send out the final party. I think Dan and Cher are coming to the party.
Them too?
Oh, my look gosh. At this. And wow. Their wives? And
I know Dan and Abby are coming.
Ugh. Okay. Love it.
And Shay has a kid, so that's one more.
Well, listen, I got a snow cone machine. I got, what else do I have? A DJ. Hopefully it doesn't rain. Hey, look up, Eddie, Google the weather for Monday.
You got it.
Because, I mean, if it rains, I'm just up crap creek. Because it was 80% a couple days ago.
Yeah, Monday. Yeah,
oh, precipitation,
90%. That's a pretty high, man.
Oh, man.
When though, early or late?
Let's see.
We're checking it out here. That would be kind of stinky, huh?
Oh, it looks like around noontime.
Okay.
Is the is I mean, that's when it's really heavy.
Noon to what?
Noon to about 4.
All right.
most of the day.
Pretty much party time. But you know what? Weather can change.
Yeah,
so
weather changes all the time,
like,
man.
It's like, what's that saying? If you don't like the weather,
yeah, go
wait
somewhere
a minute.
Else.
Go somewhere else. If you don't like the weather, move to a new city.
What is the, what do they do? The alternate plan, like alternate venue.
I don't know. Do I cancel? Do I still have to pay for the DJ?
No, you take the party inside.
Do people still want to come over though? There's no pool.
Yeah.
I want to be honest. It's tough to entertain people when you don't have the pool.
Yeah, if you don't have the pool, it's
kind of instant fun, and especially out there in the grill and everything. What is Eddie going to be doing? Microwavables and stuff.
Yeah, on the stovetop. Well, it's not the same.
What do you look? Hold on a second. Mike D's looking at weather.
It says like cloudy between 1 to 3.
Cloudy between 1 to 3, but no thunderstorms. So that could be our brief couple of hours. To run out and get some cloud in.
1 to 3. Let's go, guys. Hurry up.
Pack it in. Okay. Well, we'll just wait and see.
The one time in my life I'm throwing a party.
Hey, as a former lifeguard, though, man, if we hear any kind of thunder, we're going to have to move it inside. I'm not going to let that happen.
Will you jump out there, though, and help people if they need
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
My husband also was a former lifeguard. So,
wow.
Yeah,
man, we'll be good.
So are you going to put the white stuff on your nose, Eddie?
Yeah, of course. Well, and I'll have a fanny pack with Band-Aids in it and stuff.
Hey, my pool has 2 levels, Aime, and so the kids stay in the smaller level.
It's 2 stories?
It's not 2 stories.
2 story pool?
Wow.
Where are we, Schlitterbahn? What? Wait, what? Okay, so the kids, so there's going to be like a rope?
Yeah, there's a kid pool where they
No, there's
go.
No rope.
Oh.
It's like 2 levels.
Okay.
You'll have to see it. I mean, maybe not. I don't know. I don't want anybody getting hurt or drowning or anything.
We have lifeguards.
Yeah, that's true. Well, here's Thursday's show. Anything you want to say, Aime?
Oh, you know, I just hope everyone has a great day.
There you go. That's what she always said right about now.
Same time, different day.
You know, anything you guys want to say?
Eddie?
Just I hope you and Lunchbox figure it out, the whole inviting
thing. I haven't figured anything out.
Just maybe you guys can
I didn't get invited weeks ago to like a life party.
All right. That's
you
it.
You know? That's just, all right. I'm used to it.
I just don't want it to get awkward.
I'm used to it.
Okay.
You know? That's all right. You can invite you and Ray. Go on a trip.
Is Ray going?
I don't think Ray's going.
Let's be real. My invite was kind of thrown at me, and I don't even know the city we're going to.
We have 3. No, no one knows the city. It's 3.
We talked about that later on in the show.
I know, but you'd think it'd be something that would be narrowed down.
Yeah, it's
when
narrowed
is
down
it?
To 3.
When is it, by the way?
We don't have a date. That's what I'm saying. There's no set plan yet.
Oh, so there's time to invite him right now.
Yeah.
You guys are freaking out over nothing. Nothing's been set in stone.
Eddie, what'd you say?
You can invite him right now, then. We have plenty of time.
I know. I could.
Oh, my goodness. God.
All right.
You can invite
right.
me right now, too, Eddie, right?
I mean, I guess. Bones, I both of you guys. Just say, hey, you want to come to my party? You want to come to the bachelor party?
Hey,
go.
Kids that are listening right now, like if you're in high school and you're like, oh, I can't wait to be an adult. I'm so sick of this high school life. It's so drama.
It doesn't get any better.
It doesn't change. Like, you're going to be 37, almost 40. Bobby's 38. Like,
let
Eddie's,
me say this.
Yeah.
His was weeks ago. I decided to throw a party like 4 days ago.
you're still doing nothing for my case here. I'm just reminding young people that, like, image, like, it's still high school, even in your 30s and 40s.
You know how someone didn't buy him a birthday gift, so he didn't buy someone else a birthday gift?
Yeah. That happens to me.
So, right. So I didn't get invited first. So under his logic, I shouldn't invite him.
No, you don't want to go live your life under his logic.
Mm-hmm. You probably do. You'll get a lot of things done.
Like what?
You're
what
telling you Bob, you're telling Bobby that he'll get a lot of things done.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Let's start today's show. Appreciate everybody being here. And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
That's right. Now here he is.
Turn it up.
Come
on, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Got a good one today. Low Cash will be in to perform on Throwback Thursday. Also, Brandon Ray is going to come in and do that song that we like a whole lot called Bring Your Love Back.
Bring your love back.
I was watching the news this morning. Did you guys see these anchors? They did the play-by-play of the high-speed chase, but they got on the wrong car.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So in California, they'll just break into TV and show these high-speed chases at like 3 p.m. So there was a high-speed chase. It went on for 2 hours, and the local anchors thought that this black Toyota Camry was involved in the chase, but it was the wrong car.
Is he running out of gas?
So it's pulling into a gas station. And they're convinced.
They're like, huh, so
he's going to get some fuel, huh?
He's getting Cheetos.
All right. He's asking for change. All right.
Is he running out of gas? Oh, he's stopping at like that mini mart kind of thing at that gas station. Ooh. He's getting out of the car.
Interesting.
Alan.
Okay.
He's walking into Subway. Gene, do you see this? He's just requested banana peppers.
Well, at least we saw the car door open. Maybe he's letting this pass. Okay, that that was the driver's side. Looks like he's wearing a different shirt. I feel like he's. Oh my goodness!
Wow! Wow!
He was in a black shirt. Now he's in a chicken suit. Like, what just happened?
He's wearing a blue shirt before.
Oh
dear, we might have the wrong car coming.
You think
they chased the wrong car?
Whoopsie!
How funny is that? Shout out to ABC7. That's funny. And yeah, they felt dumb too.
Oh, totally.
That would happen to us.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I always like it whenever shows are doing chases or like the OJ chase and someone prank calls them and gets through. Like, I'm Frank from the Highway Patrol. And then they put them on and they go, Babooey.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This is one of my favorites in a while. A man from Alabama named Rodney Smith is on a mission to mow 50 yards in all 50 states. He's calling it 50 states, 50 lawns. Over the summer, he'll be finding one home in each state to mow. Now, that sounds novel, but he's doing it for someone who is a veteran or disabled. So he's going around to 50 yards in 50
okay,
states.
Okay, I get
cool.
it now.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Like, it's cute for a minute.
I know,
but then
I was like,
there he goes. It's really cool. So, I see you to Rodney Smith. I like that. Over to Raymundo now with the news.
Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in the NFL. It was announced players are going to stand during the anthem now. Otherwise, teams are going to be fined if players kneel. In other news, a judge said President Donald Trump cannot block Twitter users. It was ruled it's unconstitutional to block people from viewing his Twitter account and a violation of the First Amendment. And finally, in sports, the Stanley Cup is all set. It's going to be Washington and Vegas. Games get underway next week.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Hey. Jennifer in Ohio. Good morning.
Hi.
What's going on?
Hi, I was actually calling because I wondered if Amy ever found out if her son's girlfriend was real.
That's a good question. Amy has a 7-year-old son. He has started dating some girl named Gladys at his school.
Gladys.
And to me, it was never the fact of, wow, your 7-year-old's got a girlfriend. There was a 7-year-old named Gladys.
Maybe there's not. But where would he get the name Gladys if he made her up?
I don't know, but you haven't seen her, huh?
No, haven't seen her. He does talk about her hair, though. Like, he describes her, and he talks about how he blows her kisses like that across the room, and he holds her hand. And, I mean, we talk about her pretty much every day after school, but my daughter is convinced that she's not real.
Your daughter's 11.
Yeah, she said she's even been asking others. They even go to different schools, but they're siblings at both schools. She said she's been talking to siblings of siblings that say Gladys is not real.
Jennifer, what do you think about this?
I wonder if maybe he got the name out of a book or something.
Yeah, I'm very curious. If she's not real, we need to figure out where he got Gladys from. But hey, if she is real, my daughter's going to need to apologize.
Have you been playing a lot of Gladys Knight and the Pips around the house?
good question.
No, none of that. Nope. But I don't want to know, because I feel like if I find out she's not real, I'm going to be like, oh, man.
So what? He has an imaginary girlfriend.
Well, can you set up a play date?
Maybe.
See if she's real.
Her parents probably don't speak English if she's real, because he told me she's from South America.
Well, and your kids go to a school where the kids don't speak English.
Yes, we're the only English-speaking parents, pretty much, because we adopted. The kids at this school, they're the English speakers. The parents typically are first generation,
right,
or whatever you call it. Yeah,
but do the kids speak English?
They're learning it in school. Yeah, so
well. Jennifer, we will find out. We will send out the investigative team to Amy's 7-year-old school and find out if Gladys is real.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to the bottom of it soon.
Thank you for calling. So what if it's an imaginary girlfriend?
Okay, I mean, I guess I'll play along. I'll invite her over.
Have a whole day. Bobby Bones Show. Amy in Florida, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great.
No, thanks.
I just wanted to give you guys a quick call and say thank you. I have a little bit over an hour drive every day to work, and I just love listening to you guys. It just makes it so much funner, and you guys have a perfect mix of music versus talking and the games you play and things like that. So
thank you. Hey, let me ask you a question, because I always like to talk to listeners straight up. What do you like the most? If we could do one thing more, what would it be?
I think it's perfect myself. I mean, you guys have a great... I do. I really do. You guys have a great mixture. You, like, make it real. You don't, like, talk about fake news, really, and things like that. You don't, you know, it's just life. It's your real personal life, and I connect with that. So it's really cool for me.
Well, it's very kind of you. Thank you so much for telling me that. And, man, I wish I could give you a hug to the phone, Amy. I'm going to hug the microphone.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hug it.
Here we go. Let me hug this.
That was a big hug.
Yeah, just give it a hug.
I feel it.
Yeah, huh?
All right. Last week was my birthday, and I tried to call, and I was on hold for 45 minutes.
What?
Then I made it to work. So I had,
I will dock Hillary's pay.
45
minutes. No, it wasn't her fault.
No, that's it. Get in here, Hillary. You're
yes,
fired.
Yes, it is. It's always
her
fault.
Yes, no. thank you for calling. Happy birthday. I hope your 25th birthday was awesome.
It was.
All right. How old are you, really?
40. It was my, what is that, 19th anniversary of my 21st birthday?
Hey, that's quite funny. Quite the youthful voice, huh, everybody?
Yeah.
All right, thank you for calling. Have a good day.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Finally, after 45 years, Elgin, Illinois has an ice cream truck. There's been a weird ordinance in the city that banned ice cream trucks.
Huh.
Well, this retired guy said, that's so dumb. I need to get these kids some ice cream. So he went to the mayor, petitioned, got it approved. He has an ice cream truck, and he's driving around the neighborhood.
That's cool. And he has a monopoly on the ice cream business in town. How about that?
Jim said that's one of his favorite memories as a kid, is getting ice cream from the ice cream truck.
Man,
and he wanted
that's
other
so
kids.
True.
Too.
Like hearing that music.
In Mountain Pine, Arkansas, we would hear it, but it was because there was one road in town. And there weren't any other towns near us. But we'd hear, we'd go, oh my goodness. And the ice cream truck would come, and they never had the ice creams that was on the side of the truck.
Oh, all the faded stickers?
Yeah.
All they had were push-ups, basically, and Otter Pops. You know what? I was happy to take it if I could afford one. Sometimes I couldn't even afford ice cream. But I would buy the push-up was on the good day. If I had money saved up. The Otter Pop was with people would, you know, share money.
Yeah.
Was like a quarter. Back in my day. Oh. Hey, Morgan, number two. You're 24.
Here we go.
Yeah. Did you have an ice cream truck?
Yeah, I did.
In your town, you did?
Yeah.
And how'd that go?
It was great. I had like the little, my favorite was the bubblegum one that was at the bottom.
Oh, so you get the snow cone, and under the snow cone was a piece of bubblegum.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what 24-year-olds care about. I've been wondering. That lunch, that it?
Yeah, so shout out Jim and the ice cream truck.
There he is.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Virginia. Five people are facing charges after they faked a kidnapping at Walmart.
Mm.
A green sedan pulls up. A woman jumps out and tries to run away, screaming. Three guys jump out of the car, run, grab her, throw her back in the car, and drive away.
Yeah.
People call police. The FBI come. They're searching for them. The news coverage. The next day, they walk into the police station saying, hey, it was just a joke. We were just being funny.
See, that's why we can't do that Will at Uber.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Yeah. Exactly what would happen.
We started thinking about doing a Will at Uber with someone. One, in a prison costume. Two, taped mouth and covered eyes and bound hands.
Kind of like this story. That one seems more doable than the escaped convict. I'm still okay with that one a little bit.
No, you can't take someone, tie them up, and ask the Uber driver to transport them. No, the Uber driver will call the cops.
But when they arrest us, we just say, it was just a joke.
It's just a joke.
Come on.
No, or you just say, why you can't? We're just into this.
I'm still on the fence, Anne.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Throwback Thursday and Low Cash are about to come in, and they're going to play something really cool and old school. I like those guys anyway. But you guys call us if you want to hop on, because Marcia is on in Mississippi. Hey, Marcia.
Hey.
What's happening?
Hey, I went to your show in New Orleans a couple weeks ago and walked in, and right at the merch table was Mike D. And, oh, my gosh. Total fangirl over Mike D, and I don't get that way around famous people, and I didn't really think he was famous, but oh my gosh, he's so cute, so adorable, and I had to go buy something from him just so I could talk to him.
Look at this guy. A couple things. First of all, Mike D, a.k.a. Quiet Mike, a.k.a. Movie Mike, he does 10 minutes and opens up for my stand-up shows before the music act goes on. And so Mike D says you're famous. How about that?
That's crazy. I'm not famous at all, but I'll take it.
Secondly, wait, would you think he's cute? Is that what you said?
Oh, he's adorable.
What do you think about that?
I've never heard myself call adorable before.
See? You get a little bit of notoriety, and people start to go, wow, he's cool.
Wow.
How's that working with the girls, though? Because you've struggled.
Yeah, it's actually going pretty well right now.
What do you mean?
Hold on a minute. Break it. So,
what?
Quiet Mike is 26 years old, right?
Yeah.
Never had a girlfriend, and he's been struggling for years. Wait, this is the first I've heard of this. So wait, you have a girl now?
I met a girl in Austin, yeah.
Whoa.
How old is she?
She's 24.
And how'd you meet her?
On Bumble.
Did you guys go out?
Yeah.
How many times?
Three times.
Whoa.
Mike D.
What does she do?
She works at a college.
What celebrity does she look like?
Like Jessica Biel with glasses.
What?
Dang.
Mike.
Wow.
Wow.
How do we feel about that, boys?
Metamucil Mike.
In the house. That's right.
Hey, you're on Justin Timberlake's level?
Dang. No, Jessica... her vision's not as good as Jessica Biel.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Sharona.
Wow.
Wow. So what's the deal? What's happening?
We've been talking, FaceTiming a bit.
So it's a long-distance relationship.
Yeah.
Although that's home to you.
Yeah.
Austin. So... 2-hour flight nonstop on Southwest. I fly it all the time.
Yeah.
Really not that big of a deal time-wise.
No, not too bad.
Are you going to invite her to Nashville?
I am.
When?
Oh, wow. Wow.
When, when, when?
Wow. I think 4th of July weekend.
Wow. Whoa.
Mikey holiday? Likes it.
So does she like you?
Yeah.
Do we have a picture?
What did the, well, hold on a minute. What's happening here? Like, you guys get online and talk to each other?
Yeah.
And what do you talk about? What's the bond?
We're both kind of nerdy.
Yeah.
So, we're into a lot of the same stuff.
Did she come to your comedy show?
She did.
Did she think you were funny?
She did.
Dang!
Quiet Mike.
Wow.
That's pressure.
Did she meet your family at the comedy show?
No, she didn't.
Oh.
That's too quick.
Yeah.
I did, though, for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saw that.
Took a family got a
nice picture.
Does she eat meat?
She does.
But does she know you don't eat meat?
Yeah, she knows.
Wow. Marcia, how do you feel about all this?
I'm sad. I have two daughters I wanted to introduce them to.
Oh,
they're not committed.
Well,
you're not,
I mean, yeah, they're
here.
Just dating.
Yeah, I mean, when it rains, it pours,
not
huh?
Three times.
Come on here. Well, Marcia, thank you for your call, because your call actually opened this up. We had no idea in
yep,
this room.
You're welcome.
That Mike D is over here. I don't want to be a player no more.
I'm just a player. I'm just a player.
So, yeah. So,
it's funny, guys.
Anything else, Mike D, about this you want to share?
That's about it.
So what was your lead Tinder line with her? Like, how do you get someone on Tinder?
Well, it was on
Bumble.
So
yeah.
She messaged me first.
What did she say?
I don't even remember what the first message was.
Come on, you don't remember.
You haven't memorized it.
Come on, you tattooed it on you already.
What did it say, Mike?
I think it was something about, because I have something about like traveling in my profile, so she asked me like, coolest place I've been to.
Yeah,
and what was your answer?
New York City.
Yeah?
Good
one. And then you said you want to go?
I'll take you on 4th of July. So you're bringing her here.
Yeah.
And you have a roommate.
Yeah.
So she's just going to stay in your room, or are you guys going to get like a hotel?
Oh, boy, Bones.
What? A hotel? They hung out three times. Bones.
Are you going to send her to a hotel?
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Probably a hotel, yeah.
You're going to send her to a hotel.
Yeah. Okay. And who's playing for her airline ticket?
You, I will. Well, you have
no
to.
No way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you have to.
You're crazy.
Yeah, you have, it's like a date. If you're long distance, is a date. You have to pay
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, for sure.
And he probably has miles, too. You have miles?
I do.
Yeah, there you go. Well, here we go. And by the way, Low Cash is coming in a few minutes. Boy, breaking news. Quiet Mike with the girl.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Low Cash.
Hey, by the way, I saw you guys. I was watching baseball, and I saw your song come on ESPN.
Yeah, man.
Really?
It's pretty cool.
Yep. That's your song, right?
Yeah. The ESPN picked it up for college baseball, and we're doing the College World Series this year in June. We're huge baseball fans, too. I mean, just sports in general, but... Man, for us to pick up something like that, it's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it's a big deal for
us. You get paid for that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Little. Very little.
Not like baseball players.
It's not like a TV commercial where they pick up your song and it's like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
No, but ESPN called us up and said they love the song. They wanted to tie it in with college baseball and then the World Series, and it's crazy.
Oh, I would take it, too. I was just wondering.
Yeah, it's more of a scratch-your-back kind of thing and just, you know. And it's ESPN. Who's going to say no to them?
Well.
Don't get here.
So I saw this on ESPN, and I said, I'd like for those guys to come in, because on Thursdays, sometimes artists will come in and play old school songs.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted to be able to play this, but I wanted you guys, I said, hey, what will they play at Throwback Thursday? So what did you guys pick, by the way? I haven't been told.
We could do Be My Baby Tonight.
That's it. Don't even say any of it.
All right. That's your jam.
That's what we're going to do. By the way, Low Cash is here. You guys are out with Billy Currington right now.
Dude, yeah, that tour is awesome. Yeah. Billy is amazing. You know he's got like 15 number ones?
Yeah.
Isn't that insane?
It creeps up on you how much you love a Billy Currington show.
And you know every word to every song. It's awesome.
He played our iHeart Country Festival, and I like Billy anyway.
Yeah.
I like Billy because he's peculiar, and I'm peculiar, and it's kind of like-minded people.
But it's a cool awkwardness. I like the cool awkwardness of it.
And so he's playing iHeart, and one after the other, people are going, oh, I didn't know he sang that.
Right.
It's just boom, boom.
Dude, it makes no sense how great he is. I mean, his show is great, too.
Low Cash is here. Before we get to some new stuff, you want to do this one here?
Yeah, we can do it, man.
All right,
sure. That'd be fun, dude.
Here we go. Here's some on Throwback Thursday. Here's some Be My Baby Tonight.
You want a drum, P?
Let's do it. Come on.
All right.
Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Woo! I was not expecting that, and then you guys killed. That's a cool version.
Dude, thanks, man.
Do you guys do that?
Once in a while.
Yeah, we used to do it.
Because that's really cool.
Dude, that was like my karaoke jam.
We met at the parking
lot
this morning. We were like, we better rehearse.
We haven't done it since like the Tootsie days.
It's been that's really cool. You know how sometimes you'll rediscover something that you used to do and you go, oh, remember that? We should do that again. Like, you guys should do that again.
Done, we're putting
even
it in the
show. Even at like radio interviews, and I want you to play, like stupid people like me.
And just go in.
Like, that's fun. That's a lot of, right, guys?
Everybody yes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's Low Cash is here. And Throwback Thursday. Was not expecting to smile that much. By the way, whoever's shooting your videos now on your Instagrams, killing it.
Yeah, man. Killing it.
I watch all your stuff and
dude, thank you.
It's so
good. That means
good.
A lot.
Yeah.
We've been going through different people trying to find the right fit.
And we think we got him.
No, it's awesome. Whoever's doing your social media and your video, you should.
We call him Garth because he looks like Party on Garth.
Like Dana Carvey?
Like Wayne's World.
Exactly.
He's awesome.
Like him.
He's awesome. Mm. But his name is David. And we're fortunate to have him.
Low Cash is here, which, by the way, not to totally throw a curveball here, but you have the record's coming out this summer, right?
Fallish, maybe
fallish,
into
summerish,
fall.
Yeah. Late summer, early fall.
Is the name of a brothers? Have you guys announced that yet?
You just did.
Oh, so this because I didn't
you
know
could
if,
do it.
I didn't know if it was. Can I do it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're telling everybody on the road, but it's
okay. So it's
going to be a lot more coming from you.
I have an announcement to make, everyone. Apparently, Low Cash.
All right.
Hold your applause. Haven't finished it yet. Low Cash. They have a record that will be out in late summer, early fall, and it will be titled, wait for it, Brothers. Yes, right.
Yes. I hadn't heard.
All right, so speaking of brothers, you've been a brother to us all along from day one. You've had a ton of success. And we got you a little something from our friends at Audio Technica. This is one of our tour sponsors.
How about that?
And they just came out with a brand new limited edition red headphone.
Oh, wow. Red headphone.
So, we call it the Iron Man. It looks like Iron Man. It's got a little gold mixed in. So we wanted to give this to you. And they sent a card to you.
Oh, how about that? So, Thank you very much. Clap hands.
And we're sending another color for everybody else. Oh, so, everybody.
This is like Oprah. You get a headphone.
You get a headphone. Okay.
Wow. Well, thanks to Audio Technica. By the way, do you have that song, Brothers? Can you play a little bit of that?
Yeah,
dude, we'd love to. Absolutely.
And this is the day of all the new stuff here. Brothers, Low Cash is here. Their new record will be called Brothers. And can you give me like a verse and a chorus of Brothers?
Yeah, let's try.
You want to do the second verse?
It doesn't matter.
Let's do that.
Why would you name the record Brothers, by the way?
Well, you know, Chris and I are not related, and that's the first question everybody asks is, are we really brothers? And the answer is yes and no, because we're not blood brothers, but we feel like brothers. And there's a lot of folks out there that have somebody close in their life that has had their back and been there for them. And so we were hoping maybe they would relate to these lyrics and this song. So we wrote it with Corey Crowder and Tyler Hubbard, and none of us are related, but man, we felt like brothers that day. It was cool.
I think, you know, we're all brothers and sisters out there, man, and we wanted something that just brings people together, and especially our military. And we'll sing the set. We'll start with the second verse because it's about our military. So we'll do that.
How about that right there? Come on. Is that song out yet?
Not yet.
Because I'm just being honest, I hadn't heard that song.
Yeah, it's new. It's brand new. We just wrote
it. We've never sang that on the radio or anything. That's first time.
Look at me. I see if I were cool, I would act like I'd already heard it. But I'm not cool. No one argued with me when I said that.
No,
I don't want it. I don't want it. You know my rule.
Right.
Do you guys want to hang out for a minute?
Sure.
We'd love to.
It's the rare ask back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Having fun here.
Feel honored.
No, don't be honored.
Just kidding.
I want to know if they're annoyed by being asked to stay around. That's what
they're like, oh, we're going to need some coffee. Yeah. Gotta go.
No.
We got to go see Big D and Bubba. We're going to come back in a second. Low Cash is here.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Low Cash.
They just played that new song called Brothers. Heavy respect to our military, as we try to have on our show as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Memorial Day is coming up. And so, you know, I hope everyone respects what our military has done for us and why we get to do things like I'm having a party at my house. Awesome. You guys want to come?
Done. Hey, that's a done deal.
Boom. See? Invited in.
Hey. Yeah.
What up, my folks?
Wait, hold on. Come on. Bobby, they have wives and kids.
That's okay.
Come on, man.
Go ahead.
You have a cap of 30 people, and that's two, they got wives, that's two, kids,
that's
like eight.
And we have like 16 kids right there. We're popping babies.
How are you,
right
you just invite random people in the studio?
They're not random.
It's
Chris and Preston.
Well, I understand that, but they just come in the studio, and so they perform a song, so you're like, oh, I should invite them.
Oh, that would be fun if
Do you
like,
need them to bring their guitars to the party?
No, I got a DJ. I got a pool, I moved.
You guys, right?
Guys. You can't go. They are running out of spots. I don't have a spot, so you
Stop
are uninvited.
Stop hitting the table.
Can you floss? Do you know how to floss?
Yes, I know how to floss. I'll floss at the party for you.
Do you know what that means? Floss?
Yes, it's doing the dance.
Dude, he knows it. Look, you just did it. That's amazing.
It's a floss party.
The kids teach me.
The kids, yes.
Yeah, you guys are welcome to come by for a minute
if you
want.
They're
not.
We'd
love to. No, they really love to. Bring the wife, bring the kids. Yeah. Chris and Preston from Low Cash are here.
That's awesome.
Earlier we were talking, and you guys came in and played an old school song on Throwback Thursday. You were going to give me options. What was the other option you were going to give me?
What might have been?
Yeah, Little Texas.
Little Texas.
Oh. I mean,
See,
do you know that
I
one too?
I almost mentioned
that's,
it because
that's my jam.
You guys want another Throwback Thursday?
Yeah. Why not?
Sing another. My favorite song.
Sing another.
All right, Low Cash is here.
#TBT.
And they have a new song out right now called Don't Get Better Than That, which we're about to play.
Don't get better than that.
They're loading up the guitars. You guys got to tune them? Take a second.
We good? Oh, that's a tune. I have to tune my vocal too, so see if we can do that.
Me too. I have to tune mine every morning. Low Cash is here. By the way, download, stream, Don't Get Better Than That. They have a new record they announced called Brothers. It'll be out later. And here we go. You guys ready?
All right, yeah.
All right, set it up, boys.
It's like an oldie, but a goodie.
Doing a DJ voice.
Here's an oldie, but a goodie. Back in the day, I think this came out in 1992 or 93. It's by Little Texas.
And Chris was in the Little Texas fan club.
I was.
Were you?
Oh,
I totally
fact.
Joined it. Yeah. I was like eight and I joined it. There was a hair band in country music. I thought that was awesome. Here they go.
Man, how did it? You haven't even really thought about that song in a while. It's such a good song,
dude.
Too.
I love that song, man.
When you hear it again, you're like, that's why I loved it so much when I was a kid.
Yeah. We got to sing it with Tim Rushlow.
Really?
Yeah, man. That was pretty awesome. I kind of freaked out. Fangirled.
Low Cash is in here.
That was really good.
We got lots. Thanks. Two throwbacks. We got the name of the record. We got part of a new song that hasn't been released yet. You got invited to the house.
Invited to the house, and Lunchbox didn't.
No, that's true. Not yet. He's still waiting. Well, they're out with Billy Currington all the summer on his Stay Up Till the Sun tour. CMA Fest, you're out playing shows there.
Yeah. Yep.
Wanting to see people, meet people.
Stage. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
And then you're all over ESPN with your song.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go play the College World Series, huh?
Don't get better than that.
There we go. Omaha.
You ever been to Omaha?
We went one time. We
didn't even know it was there.
Like we were playing in a bar in Omaha. We heard the World Series was happening, so we walked to the stadium, bought tickets, sat in the crowd, and got a little souvenir ball, and now we're playing the opening ceremonies. It's crazy.
Look at this.
It's wild.
I'm going to play Don't Get Better Than That right now. Hey, good to see you guys. It's always something. Like you come here for one thing, and then we do nine things.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Very efficient with Low Cash.
I like that y'all roll with
Thanks
it, too.
Thanks for having us.
Who rolls?
They roll with it. They just roll with it. Yeah.
They've been rolling.
Some people don't roll, you know?
And how about Idol? When they were bringing you on, and the voice with it, you texted me and you were like, dude, you just intro'd me on Idol. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah, you did. That was
Wasn't
right.
Wasn't that wild?
So my intro piece on Idol the very first time was them going, hey, Bobby Bones, because they were at the CMAs talking about me, and they used
win the award.
The clip of Low Cash talking about me.
Nice.
And so I text Preston, I was like, hey, you were just intro'd me on Idol.
I was still freaking out. I was dancing on the couch. I was like, we were on Idol.
Our worlds collide over
and over.
It was
so cool to see you on there, though.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Okay, so Savannah was on a flight sitting next to a man who sent a mean text message about her, and she could see his phone. So, hello, like, if you're going to send a mean text, like, make sure the person you're sending about can't see it. So she's sitting right next to him, and he texts that he's sitting next to a smelly, fatty person.
Oh.
And, of course, this breaks her heart, and she obviously tried to look away. She was trying not to cry. Well, another person sitting next to them also saw this go down and straight up was like, excuse me, sir, I want that seat. I'm going to sit next to her. I'll switch with you.
Oh, good for them.
And got up, willing to take the seat and tried to comfort this girl and was really kind, complete stranger that saw it go down and then stepped in and made the girl feel, like, so much more awesome. Obviously a good Samaritan there. And the girl doesn't even know who the stranger was, and she's kind of put the story out there hoping to find them again.
Well, good for the stranger. Yeah, it kind of stinks. I bet you that person wishes they would.
Update.
Oh, they just handed her a new note. Wow, a new note just came in.
She found. She learned who the fat shamer was.
My point is.
We won't put him on blast.
Is that I bet you he wishes he wouldn't have done that. Not just because of the story.
Well, I think it's, and sharing this story, while it's good that the Good Samaritan stepped in, but it's also a good reminder, like, hey, let's try to respect people that we're sitting around and not even. Like, put that negativity out there.
He's probably a smelly guy, too.
Yeah. Probably smell yourself.
Probably didn't even wipe all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Is that it?
Yes.
All right, good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Dierks Bentley teased a new song he recorded with Brothers Osborne for his new album. The song's called Burning Man, and he'll release the entire song tomorrow, but he shared a little clip.
I'm a little bit steady, but still a little bit rolling stone. I'm a little bit heaven, but still a little bit flesh and bone. Little foul, little don't know where I am. I'm a little bit holy water, but still a little bit burning man.
Dierks' new album, The Mountain, will be released on June 8th. And the first round of performers for the 2018 CMT Awards has been announced. Blake Shelton, Chris Stapleton, Kelsey Ballerini, Luke Bryan, and Sam Hunt are all scheduled to perform. Kelly Clarkson will also be there performing, and the awards go down June 6th, hosted by Little Big Town. I'm Amy, that's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Do you suffer from fear of missing out? Then don't wait. You have to download the addictive mobile puzzle game that everyone's playing called Best Fiends. You've heard me right. Best Fiends, like friends without the R. 85 million people have already downloaded this game. In Best Fiends, you solve puzzles, you collect tons of these cute characters, then you level up those characters and beat more bad guys. I introduce people to the game all the time. Listeners tweet me about it all the time. Download it. You can play it by yourself. You can connect with friends, connect with family. You can also compete at Best Fiends. They do update the game all the time. There are over 2,000 levels. There's always something new in the game. Best Fiends is not like any of the other puzzle games. Just check it out. I can tell you all this, but just check it out for yourself. Solve your fear of missing out right now. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download Best Fiends for free. That's Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S. It's like friends without the R. Best Fiends, check it out. Let me know what you think about it and what you're playing it all the time. Send me a note. Tell me how addicted you've been.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, thanks for hanging with us. Let's go over to Amy now for the corny.
The morning corny.
What kind of car does Jesus drive?
What kind of car does Jesus drive?
A Chrysler.
Okay, that's pretty funny. Yeah. I'm kind of into that.
Christ.
The Chrysler.
Yeah. Chrysler.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That was the morning corny.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
We're going to play Name That Famous Bob, because Bob Dylan turned 77 today. Here's a little Bob Dylan for you.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's meet our three players. First of all, to my left, my main co-host, my main squeeze, the love of your life. What? Amy, everybody. There we go.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah, love of
all our listeners' lives.
Yeah.
Over to my right, the guy with the big bushy beard. He's loud. It's Lunchbox, everybody.
Yeah. The crowd goes crazy.
And over to my far right, 90 degrees, Mr. All I Do Is Win, producer Eddie.
Right, why do you want that? Why do you want to be my? You all. We hey, already established that's mine.
The announcer.
But let's go. Let's play the game.
And you get all worked up about it, so he's going to keep doing it.
Let's
the
go.
More worked up you
Thank
get.
You.
Here we go. Name that famous Bob. I'll give you the description. You name the famous Bob, Bobby, or Robert. Got it? Here we go. Amy, the former host of The Price Is Right.
Bob Barker.
That is correct. Give her a point.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Lunchbox.
Yep.
The lead singer of the group The Wailers.
What?
That is a softball.
No, it's not. The Wailers? I have no... Bob Dylan.
No, Bob Marley.
Close.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Come on, you...
Bob.
That's so easy.
Bob Barker and I... Come on.
Eddie.
Yeah?
The English actor who dated Kristen Stewart.
Oh. His name's Robert. Robert Crawford.
Yeah!
No, Robert Pattinson.
Dang it.
There you go. Amy.
Yeah.
The American painter and host of The Joy of Painting.
I know who you're talking about.
You do?
That dude with the afro. He's like a white guy and he has like that big hair.
Go ahead.
Robert.
Time. Incorrect. But you do know who it is. It's Bob Ross. It has the big hair.
Yeah,
that's right.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
What?
The lead singer of Led Zeppelin.
Oh, it's easy. Robert Plant.
There you go.
Easy. Softball. Softball. You gave him softball, Bobby.
Yeah. I got that dude that paints on the PBS channel. Like,
the white guy with the afro.
Eddie.
Yeah.
He played Danny Tanner on Full House.
Oh, Bob Saget.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're all tied at one going into the last round. Amy.
Wonder how hard it would be.
Amy.
Yeah.
Famous celebrity chef and reality TV personality.
Bobby Flay.
That's correct.
Wow,
there you go.
That's a
there you
good
go.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
The Academy Award winner known for Raging Bull.
It's a good movie.
Raging Bull?
Also, Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, it's easy. Robert Redford.
No, Robert De Niro.
Oh,
softball. He's in that.
You know that actor, right, Lunchbox?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Eddie.
Yeah, come on, Bones.
To tie Amy. Famous for his role as Tony Stark.
Yep, Robert Downey Jr. Got it.
You've got to
Robert
be kidding
Downey
me.
Jr.
That's it.
Yeah.
You're lucky, dude. I just saw Iron Man, too. Well, that was about a year ago, but that's last movie I've seen with him in
Have
it.
You not?
All right, I'm going to give you, it's sudden death between Amy and Eddie.
Sudden death.
Come on, Amy.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready.
I'm looking at a bunch of Bobs here. How about the 66-year-old sportscaster?
Wait, whoa.
Do we say our name?
In?
Buzz your name.
Okay.
The 66-year-old.
Amy. Bob Costas.
Correct.
Wow.
Woo! All I do is win.
He wasn't even done.
Well, yeah, because, but I mean, I just, sometimes you just got to go with a gut feeling. And I know who he is because one time when he was reporting on the Olympics, he got bad Botox and his eye got weird.
There you go. There you go. Amy, congratulations. You beat Mr. All I Do Is Win for this one game.
I did.
Congrats.
There
you go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right. Let's go over to Morgan, number two, who is our ranking youngest person in the studio. And so that's why we check in with her. And what do 24-year-olds care about? Here we go. Hey.
What do 24-year-olds care about?
You can now buy a wine keg. There's essentially a grown-up version with wine. Bridgelane is selling it, and they come in Sauvignon Blanc, Red Blend, Chardonnay, White Merlot, and Rosé. And it essentially holds 27 bottles of wine.
Wow. Wait, that's a lot, right?
27 yeah. bottles, yeah.
Should I get a wine keg for my party?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, that's a lot of wine.
Is it too much? I don't know. I have to buy alcohol for this thing.
Do they have a pony keg of it?
I don't know what that means.
That pony keg is a little baby keg.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It just comes in the big version, but like the Chardonnay one, if that's the one you want, which is the most common, that one's $240.
Oh, holy moly. Rosé. Rosé hey, all day.
Hold on, rosé all day. Hold on. Do I need to get wine for this party, or since it's a pool, it's like hot?
Who get frosé?
What are you talking about?
Frozen rosé.
Do you want to be in charge of the alcohol at the party? You don't have to buy it, but like...
I feel like she's just making sounds.
No, I'm not. This is stuff girls are into.
It's a real
rosé,
thing.
I'm rosé, telling you, rosé. Right, Morgan number yes, two? It's a real thing. So Bobby, good. You want it? You want people to leave your party talking about how awesome the party was. And there, let me tell you, if you have frosé, people are going to be like, he had frosé. He had a DJ. He had a blow-up mechanical bull float.
He had a DJ.
There you go, Bones. There you go.
Like, these are all the things that are going to leave people talking.
Hey, I was told that I'm the only guy in the studio not invited to Lunchbox Bachelor Party.
Oh, great.
That Lunchbox has already invited Ray and Eddie, and he's going.
I'm going.
How did the invites go out?
I have no idea. Eddie was like, hey, are you going? I said, it's that weird question. Are you going? And I didn't get invited.
That's awkward. Eddie, did you not know?
I thought that everyone was going.
I didn't even get invited.
It was just word of mouth. We kind of talked about it and just in passing. Hey, that's the party. Eddie, you come in. Ray, you come
but
in.
This was like a week ago. Eddie, when did you get invited?
Like 3 weeks ago.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was just kind of in passing. It wasn't like a formal invite.
Because there's like details because you have to like buy a plane ticket and stuff.
Wait, where are you guys thinking about going?
We're thinking about San Diego, Austin, or Clearwater, Florida.
And why are you having a bachelor party?
It's one last hoorah before the baby comes with your boys. It's
but
kind
what's
of
a hoorah?
A party, a celebration. It's a next chapter of your life. Sort of like you have a graduation party, you have a bachelor party, you have a 21st birthday. Now you have a bachelor party right before you have a baby and you have to be really responsible. You get to let loose one last weekend.
So, I didn't have any of those parties.
Yeah, Eddie, well, your wife is cool with you going?
She totally said I can go. The only rule she had was just no gentlemen clubs.
Okay, and so...
We'll bring the gentleman club to you.
No.
Whatever. Bobby doesn't do that stuff. Why can't he go?
I didn't get invited, so...
I didn't say he couldn't go. He just had to
right. So why don't you invite him right now?
Well, yeah.
I'm the only one weeks ago that wasn't invited. Weeks ago, but that's okay. It's
right. But, I mean, we talked about the pool party. I haven't been invited to that either, so...
Yeah, neither's Eddie, though, but Eddie's been invited and I haven't.
That's true, but now that you have Froyo or whatever you're having.
Oh, Froze.
Froze and the DJ.
Froze all day.
DJ and my friend Jose.
And a Ouija board.
I really want to go now.
That's all right. I don't need to be invited. But hey, I hope it's awesome. I hope you guys have a great time. Eddie, be careful.
Thank you. I will be careful. I think I'm the best dad. Am I going to be the best dad?
Yeah, probably the best dad there, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean the best dad? Is that like the best man?
Yeah, like a wedding. Except this is
the
bachelor
like,
party.
These are all of his groomsmen, but for his baby.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. Well, you know what? You guys have fun. It sounds like junior high, and I didn't get invited to another party. So, all right. Wham, wham, wham. Here we go. Hit the clip, Ray, so I can get out of here.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Apparently, men really are better at navigating. I'm reading the story. It says men have a superior sense of direction that allows them to be more efficient and make better use of shortcuts. Now, if I'm into this, I'm ruining it because I have no sense of direction. I'm colorblind. I have no sense of direction. I don't know anybody's cell phone number. Like, I'm done. What about your husband, Amy?
Yeah, he's pretty good with direction.
Is it because of his military background, though?
I don't know if it's, you know, he was born with it or it's, you know, learned, but I'm horrible with direction. And I don't know if it's just because I'm a female or I'm like you. I just don't get it. Like, I get turned around. I started to do this thing where if, like, my if my mind tells me to go right, like, my gut tells me to go right, I just go left. Because, like, my gut is not right. Ever.
Eddie? Oh, I'm great. Like, the other day, my wife and I were looking for a pool in a neighborhood, and I said, I don't even need directions. I'll find it. And I took three turns, and I found the pool.
Just like that?
Just like that. It's just something inside of me. I don't know what
like
it is.
Like, if I was a bird, I would be far, far away. I think that sometimes. You know how they all migrate and fly together? And so that fascinates me. Yeah. It really, truly does. But I would be the bird that's like...
There goes Amy.
Where's that bird going?
Researchers say men's love of video games might have influenced the results. According to new research, men are likely faster to reach their destination than female counterparts.
Oh, I was really good at Mario Brothers when I was little.
Were you, though?
Yeah, and Duck Hunt. Heck yeah.
But you probably cheated on Duck Hunt and took the gun and put it on the screen, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Lunchbox?
Oh, I'm great at directions. I can go somewhere one time, and I can get back there all the time. When I was a kid, my dad, we'd be across town, call my mom from a payphone. 2 days later, we'd drive by that payphone, and I'd tell my mom, Dad called you from that payphone, and it was the right payphone.
Man, what a story, huh?
No, really, Lunchbox, if he ever gets payphone? On Amazing Race, like, I would want to be his partner. He's good.
Mm. Well, I don't agree with that wholeheartedly on the men being better than women.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
I mean, but Bobby, you're pretty feminine.
Yeah.
You are. You just joined me in that.
For those new to the show, yes. By the way, there's a guy who grabbed a rattlesnake, got bit three times.
Ew.
Oh.
A South Carolina man was rushed to the hospital on Sunday in critical condition after he's bitten three times on the hand by a venomous rattlesnake. Michael Adams, 28, was kayaking with friends. He spotted the snake, picked it up with his bare hands.
Oh.
Of course the idiot got bit.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Adams was transported to the hospital where he received emergency antivenom. He is returning home. But yeah, how's that even a news story that you pick up a rattlesnake and then you get bit?
Yeah, the first time I understand the leather two, like, your fault.
What are you saying?
I just think it's a news story because they use it as a friendly reminder to, like, not pick up rattlesnakes.
Do you need a reminder to not touch the stove?
Clearly we do.
I guess so.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This golfer hits his very first ever hole-in-one, age 93 years old, on his last round ever.
Oh, wow.
Pretty cool.
His name's Ben Bender in Ohio, a 5-wood, and it was the last round he was going to play because he goes, I'm getting too old to play golf all the time. He'd been playing for 60 years, never had a hole-in-one, so on his last time to play.
That's the good man upstairs looking out for him right
there. Pretty cool.
He hit a hole-in-one.
Love it.
How about that? So... that's
cool.
Great. He went over 60 years without making a hole-in-one. That's crazy. Anyway, congratulations to that dude. Now he can die in peace.
Yeah.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
So if you've been keeping up at home, Amy has a 7-year-old son, and he has a girlfriend named Gladys. Amy can't figure out if Gladys is real or not. I can't either, because who would name their 7-year-old Gladys? You know what I mean? So, you can't prove it. Your daughter doesn't think she's real.
No. She's, like, stuck on the fact that Gladys is fiction.
So, because of that, he tried to take a picture in class of her?
Yes. So that my kids have tablets, like Amazon Fire tablets, and they're not supposed to take them to school. And if they do, they're not supposed to take them out of their backpack. Well, my husband and I were kind of... teasing him a little bit and our daughter that Gladys wasn't real, and we went back and forth about it. So the next day he showed up at school and got in trouble for having his tablet out, but he was trying to take a picture of Gladys.
So there still is no proof of Gladys?
No, he said he couldn't get the picture because he got in trouble for having the tablet. Because, you know, we got home, we were like, what's wrong? Why were you in trouble at school today? And then he explained to us why, and then we felt awful because he sort of got in trouble and it's our fault.
Well, one, should you be making fun of him about a fake girlfriend?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's like one of our ultimate family bonding moments lately. Like, we all can't wait to sit around the dinner table and start talking about Gladys.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, everybody
and you
has
tell
fun
him
it.
That you
he
think
laughs.
It's fake. You tell him you think it's fake.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of go back and forth. And we're like, Stevenson, we just don't know. We don't know. And then my daughter's really into it that she's, like, totally fake. And she, my My daughter is convinced she has like sources around school that have told her it's fake. But then I got a note from my daughter's teacher that's like, she has no idea whether or not Gladys is real or not.
Okay, so Amy has two kids. They've been in America for about 4 months.
Yeah.
She adopted them from Haiti. And so a lot of the kids have different names, too, because they're from different parts of the world.
Yes. So they're at a special English as a second language school, like a special program within a school. And people are from all over the world.
Is Gladys real? Let's go around the room. Amy, if you had to put your money on it, is Gladys your son's girlfriend real?
Money on it today?
Yeah.
No.
No.
She's
okay.
Not real.
Eddie?
Gladys is real, 100%. I know that the game that her son has. He's got good, strong
game. He does
game.
Have game.
Lunchbox?
Yes, she's real. He's got charm, and the ladies love charm at that age.
Mm-hmm. He knows how to work his booty.
It's just, I don't think anyone would name their 7-year-old Gladys.
Where did he get that name, Gladys,
but what
though?
Country is she from?
He said she's from South America, but he won't tell
go,
me the
Bones,
country.
You don't
but
know.
He said he needs to go to South America so he can learn more about where Gladys came from.
Well, book him a flight.
Come on. Okay. So we have 2-2. I go no. Amy and I go no. Lunchbox and Eddie go yes. Let's go to Morgan number 2, our 24-year-old tiebreaker. What do you think, Morgan number 2?
I think yes.
Wow. Gladys is real.
Gladys okay. is real.
You guys, I just don't even know.
Yeah. Bobby Bones.
There is a brand new Bobbycast, a show I do from my house. And in this episode of the Bobbycast, Lindsay L. stops by. Now, she put out the Continuum Project album, which she remade John Mayer's Continuum. And she did all the instruments. She sang it all. She did the whole record by herself. And here she is talking about that.
I was sitting down with Christian Bush, my producer, and we were having a music meeting. And he's like, Lindsay, what's your favorite record? And I said, well, it's Continuum by John Mayer. And he's like, perfect. I want you to go record the whole thing. And he gave me 3 rules. I needed to play all the instruments on the record. I needed to do it by myself in my studio. And then he gave me 2 weeks.
So we talk about that. Also, she's the first Canadian female to have a number one in Canada in 10 years. With Criminal.
I would get texts from my mom and dad and brother anytime Criminal's on the radio, and they'd send me a picture. And those last few weeks up until we hit number one, texts were flying like crazy. They're like, Criminal's on the radio again, Criminal's on the radio. And to be the first female in 10 years, in a whole decade, to get a number one in Canada.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
So listen awesome. To the new Bobbycast with Lindsay L. We talk about personal stuff a bit too, but I wanted it to mostly be about the music. She put out Continuum. Do you know this song from John Mayer here to Slow Dancing in a Burning Room?
Yes.
So
this is her, him.
This is him. This is his version. So Lindsay, again, she had to do all the instruments herself. This is her. You like that, Eddie?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll like the record. She played all the drums on it, too, but they took them off because they wanted it to
sound. I noticed that. Yeah, some of the clips you've been playing.
It's not a silly little moment. It's not the storm before the calm. It's just a deep and dying breath of this love that we've been working on.
So check that out.
Can't seem to hold you like a
records up to stream or download, or you can check out the Bobbycast as well. So let's go.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Brandon Ray.
All right, Brandon's in because I played a song earlier this week and people started streaming it and downloading like crazy. It's called Bring Your Love Back.
Bring your love back. Show up at my door.
How are you, Brandon?
I'm good, man. How are you?
See you wearing your denim?
I'm trying to, man.
This guy wears so much denim.
Yeah.
He got a Canadian tuxedo, man.
Head to toe. He has so
looks
much.
Looks good.
Looks like he just switches out jeans to shirt.
I just bought denim boots. They're pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that. So I want you to play this song live. It's called Bring Your Love Back. And did you write this one?
I did.
Yeah? Who'd you write this about?
Who'd I write it about?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was kind of...
Just like say your wife.
Oh, it's about my wife.
I always wonder about how songs are written.
Well, I was with 2 amazing writers, Nathan Spicer and Kelly Archer, and I don't know if one of them was going through a breakup, but it was a true story, and I just started kind of vibing on the verse, and then it just turned into what it turned into, you know?
All right, here is Bring Your Love Back from Brandon Ray. Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore, but you can go to bobbybones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to bobbybones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby
Bones. That guy right there. How do you get your voice that high?
Pretty impressive.
Can you do that?
No.
Try it.
Bring your love back.
Gotta go higher.
I can't.
How do you do that?
Do what now?
When you hit that high one.
Bring your love back.
Bring your love. I nailed it.
Yeah, you got it.
Can you do?
Thanks.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
No, no, no. Why don't you just meet me? I'm maybe singing off.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, do that one.
Why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Do the high part, the baby part again.
Oh, baby.
I do that song pretty good.
You do it, man. That's,
you ever heard me do that one?
You should record that one.
I was thinking about putting out a remix. What do you think about that? Me, Eddie Jr. Jr.? Hey, you want to come to my...
Stop!
What? What?
Come on. You're going to invite him to the pool party, too?
Do you want to come to the pool party?
Oh, man, I would love to.
You're more than welcome to.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
But will you bring your love back? How's that,
That's
Eddie?
Good, Bobby.
Great.
Was it?
Great.
Bring your love back. Yeah, come over.
I'd love to, man.
We're having a pool. Everybody's invited. Well, I mean, not everybody, but a lot of people are invited. Anything you guys want to say over there in the corner?
No, that'd be a cool pool party. Maybe he can sing "Bring Your Love Back" to everyone.
Like,
great.
Low Cash is coming.
Yeah, oh, no. Wow. Zach Massey, the photographer. Some chick named Megan Boardman.
Bring up
Ahmad from Austin, Texas.
Why are you?
Some guy named Jaron. His kids.
This Bobby's trainer.
My friend.
Gator.
Else? And the neighbors the other day, they dropped a basket, so they're probably invited too.
Yeah.
Why am I not invited the neighbors?
Ryan Hurd.
Yeah.
Ryan Hurd's coming?
Yeah, it's my friend. These are my friends. People are very relaxed. Would you like to come, you and your wife?
Man, I'm in.
Okay, there
I'm
we go.
There.
There we go. Bring your love back. Bring your love. Brandon Ray's here. Go ahead, Lunchbox.
I mean, next thing I know, I'm going to look on Twitter and, like, Starbucks Steven's going to be invited and all these people, the guy at the Kroger, the grocery store, and
my
mailman. And I just miss you tonight, so bring your
love. Brandon Ray, when you go to parties, do people ever say, hey, get out the guitar, and they want you to be that guy?
Yeah, it's usually when, like, the campfire starts or it's, like, kind of, you know, when the sun goes down and... Sometimes I'm like, I don't want to, but other times I'm like, all right, let's do it.
What's the song that you, if someone just hands you a guitar and goes, hey, play a song to make the crowd at a campfire sing along?
Oh, at a campfire?
Yeah, like we're all sitting around. What would you hit on the guitar without telling us?
Probably, am I allowed to play it?
Yeah, I don't care. Just play some of it.
All right.
Brandon Ray is here. He's got this song. Bring your love back. It's a good one. Congratulations on this one.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Thanks for playing it.
Yeah. Amy likes it, too.
I do.
You can see her bobbing her head over. Good to see you, my friend.
Hey, good to see you. Thanks for having me.
By the way, Brandon's out with me, and we'll be in three more shows, huh? Charleston.
I'm really sad it's ending, man.
Tampa and Fort Pierce, Florida. Yeah, he's out. He dominates the crowd. Then I have to go out and follow that.
Mm-hmm. The good thing y'all are doing different things.
Yeah, still tough to follow when the person in front of you is awesome. You know what I mean? Brandon Ray, good to see you, bud. The Bobby Bones Show. So Eddie has a son who had to sign a contract to stay in baseball.
Yeah.
As you can hear.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're going. Oh.
Let me just set this up.
Mm-hmm.
So Amy says, listen. Or Eddie says, listen, Eddie Jr., you're 10 years old. If you're going to play baseball, you have to sign this contract. And if you leave baseball, you have to pay me all your savings.
Yeah, it's $100. $100 in cash.
A lot for a 10-year-old.
Yeah, and he's been doing great. He's been doing really good. He doesn't want to quit. He really likes what he's doing. He likes the game and everything.
So what I heard is
he's
scared of the ball a little bit when he bats.
He is. So just to preface, this is his first time playing baseball at age 10 ever. He's just been wanting to play. So now he's playing. He didn't realize how fast that ball was going to be coming at him while he's batting.
So what Eddie does is he takes his son... And he puts him up there and just throws and hits him with the balls. Like, just throws baseballs at him and hits him over and over again.
Guys, the coach told me this was a good technique. It's not a good technique. That backfired on me because now he's, like, scared.
What, because it hurts?
Every time I walk in the room, he thinks I'm going to throw a baseball at him.
Oh, but see, that's what No Teeth Keith did.
So wait, what do you say to him?
So I told him, look, hey, we're gonna practice at batting, and I'm gonna throw the ball the way the pitchers would throw them at you, okay? So, and if you back up from the plate, I'm gonna give you five chances. I'm gonna have to throw the ball at you. It's a lesson. It's kind of one of those things where I don't want to do this. It hurts me more than it hurts you. And so he backed up five times. So I get the ball. I'm like, I'm gonna have to do it.
You beamed your own 10-year-old.
So I was
son.
Like, I have to do it. And he was right on the fence, and he had nowhere to go. He was like just backed up on the fence. I was like, I gotta throw it.
What's wrong with you?
He had a helmet on.
No.
So and he was just kind of like, no, you're not going to do it. And then I had to. And it wasn't a hard pitch, Bones. It's not like I gave him full force. It was just a throw.
And what part of the body did you hit him?
I hit him on the thigh.
This does not seem... I mean, I play ball. Like, I don't remember this happening to me, like, as a child.
So I hit him on the thigh. And he was just like, no. And he starts running away. I'm like, get back. I got to throw you. I got to throw again. And so he went back, and I threw a couple more at him, and he didn't like it. He cried. He actually cried.
Okay, but I wouldn't like it, and I would probably cry too.
Bones, you played baseball. How did you not get scared of the ball? Like, how did you get...
I dodged it when it came to me.
Well, see, he doesn't do that.
He needs to be... You need to tell him. Is he not catching on?
Like, if he doesn't like it, you should let him not play instead of signing some ridiculous contract.
What does your wife think about this method?
Like it. No, she didn't like that method at all. Like, I'm definitely alone on this. And the coach is the one that told me. He's like, this is what we do with the kids. Try it and see how it works.
He's probably like at home being like, I wonder if the dad's going to fall for this.
So now your son doesn't like you to play ball with him.
Now he's just scared that I'm going to bean him on purpose every single time I pitch to him.
Yeah.
It's not a good thing. I don't recommend anyone do this for their kid. There's got to be a different way.
It wasn't effective.
No, not at all. He's better now. Like, I feel like he will be able to hit the ball at some point, but he still is scared that I'm going to do that again.
When does he play again?
Saturday. Big game Saturday.
I saw your 4-year-old playing ball, and he's an All-Stars. Is he a better athlete?
He's more of a natural athlete. Yeah. He's got a natural swing. He likes that kind of stuff. It's built inside of him. He's wired that way.
Yeah. Well, good luck, buddy.
Thank you, man. Don't do that, by the way. Okay, don't be throwing balls to your kid. Bobby Bones
Show. Let's go. All right, today is National Brothers Day. Amy, you have a brother?
I do. I have a half-brother.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Hi, David. Shout out.
Lunchbox?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my brother Joe, who I only hear from during football season, but it's good to have a brother.
Eddie?
Yeah, my brother Jaime. What's up, bro?
I have a half brother that I don't really know. So shout out.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Give him a shout out.
Hope to get to know you one day. Oh.
Dang, you don't even know his name.
Yeah, I know his name. But I found him on social media a long time ago. How weird is that, huh?
Doesn't he look like you a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Wow. I think he's like 7 or 8 years younger than I am. So he looks like a cooler version of me. He looks like what our intern thinks I look like. Young and cool. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Yeah. Our intern Jordan thinks I'm the youngest on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She's right.
Youngest.
At heart.
She's also trying to look for a job.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the conspiracy now?
Yeah, I'm brown nosing.
Yeah, whatever.
Like, maybe I can take Amy's job.
Oh, now Amy always thinks everyone younger is gunning for her job.
Amy's so old.
By the way, today is National Brothers Day. I'll give you brothers' names on TV. You tell me the show. And so our competitors are Amy, Miss Young America Radio. That's right. There she
is.
Thank you. Over to Lunchbox with the big old bushy beard. Hello, Lunchbox.
What up?
And Mr. All I Do Is Win, producer Eddie.
No, yeah. Stop.
Except for the other
he
day.
Didn't, I like that He doesn't title. Win all the time.
Okay, here we go. Let's play the game. I'll give you two brothers from a TV show. You tell me that TV show. Ready, Amy?
Ready.
Corey and Eric Matthews. They're brothers from a TV show. What TV show are Corey and Eric Matthews from?
Corey.
Come on, guys.
Oh, I know. Corey and Topanga. Corey. What? Boy Meets World.
Correct.
Woo!
Wow. Woo! I was sweating that for you, Amy.
Good job.
Talk that one out.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
Jack and Randall Pearson.
What? Jack and Randall Pearson. The Walking Dead.
No, it's This Is Us.
Yeah, dude.
I don't watch
Randall.
It.
They're twins.
All right.
Not really.
Eddie.
Yep.
Nikki and Alex Katsopoulos.
Oh, that's Full House.
Those that is correct.
Those are the boy twins.
That is correct.
Yeah. Softball.
Wow.
Amy. Tyrion and Jamie Lannister.
Whoa.
Tyrion.
Tyrion. Thank you, Raymond.
Well, I mean, I feel like I should know something like Tyrion. So I'm going to go with a show that I don't watch, and I'm hoping that it's Big Bang Theory.
No, I'm sorry. It's Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's
Duh. I should have known with that name.
Titanium.
Yeah, Titanium.
A Lannister always pays his debts.
Oh, yeah, those Lannisters.
There you go. Lunchbox.
Yep.
Daryl and Merle Dixon.
Walking Dead.
Correct.
That was such a guess.
Daryl.
I mean, I have no idea. Try to give me the hard ones. I like it.
Eddie.
We're all tied at one.
Oh, you take the lead here?
Yeah.
Eddie. I don't know if this is easy or hard.
Well, don't worry about it. Just ask the question.
Well, no, I'm just thinking if I would know it. Oh. Charlie and Alan Harper.
What on earth? Oh, that's Happy Days.
No.
Oh, I'm
Two and a Half Men.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Two and a Half Men. All right, Amy, ready?
Yeah.
Damon, this is the last round. Damon and Stefan Salvatore. Is that right, Raymond?
Stefan.
Damon and Stefan Salvatore.
What on earth?
That's got to be something on the CW. Right?
What do you think it is?
Wow.
Arrow.
No, it's the Vampire Diaries. Though.
Dang
You're
it!
Right.
That's
Arrow.
Wow.
Gosh, I couldn't think of that one.
Yep. Lunchbox.
Yep.
Dean and Sam Winchester.
What? Dean and Sam Winchester?
Uh-huh.
Dean and Sam.
These are so hard.
Some of them are. Raymond made. Raymond, did you make these?
No, Morgan number one.
Hmm. Gossip Girl.
No, but Supernatural. Same network.
Wow. I don't know what that is.
And for the win, Eddie.
Here we go. Here
Jonathan we go. And Drew Scott.
Oh, hold on. Come I know on. This.
I don't.
I do. I do. Property Brothers.
Correct.
Yeah! All I do is win!
No! Why do you give him the softball?
My song.
The softball. So ridiculous.
Lunchbox.
Shh. No, no,
he gets
why
to celebrate
I,
his song.
Wanna,
relax. Relax.
Go ahead, Eddie.
And luego, down, down! Yeah! And luego, down, down! All right, come on, everybody. Down, down, down. See, down, down, down. Thanks, Amy. Amy's
there he is. Mr. All I Do Is Win.
When you give him the easy questions, it makes him easy to win.
Amy didn't know that one.
Charlie and Alvin, he didn't get that Harper one right. He only got two right.
Correct.
Yeah, Two and a Half Men, easy one. But you give him Property Brothers, and you give me something no
he
one's ever seen.
Two and a Half Men. You just yelled easy. He missed it.
Don't Bones. Don't argue.
Okay,
with
sorry,
him.
Eddie. Fine. Congratulations, Mr.
Easy questions. Easy questions.
There you go. All right, there we go. Wrap it up. Hit that button, Raymond. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Cockroach milk is all the new thing right now. Ugh. It's the rage.
What is that?
It's a new health trend because the cockroach milk crystals, they have three times the energy of dairy milk, and it's full of fats and proteins and sugars, the good kind that your body needs. And people are straight up drinking it out of the cockroaches.
If I didn't know that it was from a cockroach, I'd probably be okay with it. But
I know,
man,
I know.
That sounds
me too.
Awful.
I'm like, if it keeps me healthy and young, like, yeah, I'll drink a little bit of that. So yesterday, NFL owners voted on where the Super Bowl is going to be next year and then the year after that. So Super Bowl is 57-58.
Mm. I'm going to say Mountain Pine, Arkansas.
Ooh, didn't make the cut. Didn't make the cut. Glendale, Arizona, and then New Orleans, Louisiana.
All right, good for them. The Arizona one makes sense. I mean, New Orleans does too, but Glendale is wide open and the weather's always nice. So yeah, that's good. Good for them. What else?
Okay, so if you just want like a really awesome thing to just go check out on our website, bobbybones.com, you got to see this cat that was on top of this minivan traveling 60 miles per hour on the highway.
Oh, wow.
Yes, poor thing. I have no idea how it was even holding on, but it's one of those things where if you kind of need a break and you just want to go check it out, you'll be like, oh my goodness, it's adorable. Poor cat, though. But everything's fine. Cat's fine, but people were passing the van on the freeway and they took video footage and then the news picked it up. And they were like, hello, you got a cat. You got a cat on your van. Again, the cat's okay. BobbyBones.com. I'm Amy. That's my pile. Get your bones on.
Bobby Bones Show. Appreciate everybody hanging out with us. Amy, what's going on today? Anything?
Well, it's my kid's last day of school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure they don't have it tomorrow. I hope not. Don't plan on taking them.
Oh, yeah? That's good. Lunchbox?
Ooh, I got nothing. Nap? Yeah, catch up on nap.
That's good.
Yep. Very important to get your sleep.
Does anybody have last day of school traditions? Like something you do every day on the last day of school?
Mm-mm. No. I have kids. I haven't been in school in a long time.
Yeah.
I know. I didn't know if anybody, if no, Eddie, you've got
we
kids.
Just usually like take them to go get ice cream or something. That's
okay.
It.
I mean, that's an easy tradition. What are you doing, Bob? B?
My name's not Bob. I'm actually flying home. I have a speech I'm giving here in Phoenix, and then I'm flying home today, and then I'll be home. Yay! Oh, yeah.
You got to prep the house for the big party.
Not yet.
Oh, it's not going to take you a few days?
No. I don't know that it'll get prepped. I think it's just like, doors open.
Oh, okay.
Here's the party.
I thought you needed like 3 or 4 days to get everything together.
Nah. Thanks to Locash. Thanks to Brandon Ray for coming by. Listen to the whole show. Also, there's a Lindsay L. Bobbycast. Search Bobbycast on iHeartRadio or iTunes. And we'll see you guys on Friday. Tomorrow, the Friday morning conversation with Matt Carney. Can't wait to see you. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.